Well, now to the ongoing uncertainty prompted by Donald Trump's threat to levy tariffs on imports from the EU. It will be early next month before the details are clear. However, the Minister for Finance has warned that tens of thousands of jobs could be at risk. Pascal Donoghue's comments followed a report from the ESRI, which calculated that tariffs could cost Ireland billions of euro in lost trade and investment. Last week, the US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick made it clear that Ireland was in America's crosshairs when he called the country his favourite tax scam. We can talk now to the General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Eoghan Reedy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Is it inevitable, do you think, that jobs will be lost if there is a trade war between America and the EU?
Well, if there is a trade war, and whilst that's not inevitable with the chaos of Trump, it's just so uncertain. But I think if there's a trade war, there's certainly going to be some damage and there are certainly going to be some potential job losses. I heard the interview with the Minister for Finance, and I think he said worst case scenario, if it's 25% tariffs, you're looking at somewhere between 50,000 to 80,000 jobs either lost or a mixture of not created over the next number of years. So that's obviously of serious concern to workers and their families and the wider economy, no doubt.
Should the EU, as some have suggested, hold back on introducing reciprocal tariffs?
Well, I think it will be inevitable for the EU to introduce some form of reciprocal tariffs, perhaps not immediately, Rachel, but thereafter in the short term, because whether it's a global tariff trade dispute or a kind of a localized industrial dispute, you ultimately want a solution and you have to have some leverage. And if the EU don't respond in any way, I think they'll have less leverage, although it is damaging. But I do think this crisis or this challenge creates an opportunity for us to do two things. The first thing we need to do is we need to make sure we're more resilient. So we need to bring in pay-related benefit for unemployed workers. The states are going to do that.
I was going to say, isn't that on the way anyway?
It's on the way, but it's fairly modest. I mean, we're way out of line with the rest of Europe. We advocate that workers should get about 70% of their earnings, perhaps capped at a minimum of 600 euros. The state are looking at 450 for 3 months, 375 for 3 months, and 300 for 3 months. And I think we know, if you look at 2008, when we lost about 150,000 workers in construction, you saw that run through the economy like a virus, because you had people having a cliff edge where they were earning maybe 1,000 euros a week down to 200 odd. So they had less money to spend in retail, in the economy, and hospitality, and you saw a knock-on effect. So we need to protect workers who could be affected by this, but we also need to protect the economy. And secondly, we need to protect skills. Workers need to have the confidence to get back to work. And I think the other lesson from this is, whether we get away with it or not, is we need to diversify. We have for too long been too reliant on a small number of American multinationals. And I think we should use this as an opportunity to change the Irish economy, where we are not disproportionately reliant on any one sector or any one country. That has to be a lesson learned from this crisis.
We know that Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, has requested a call with the US Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick. What should he say to him?
Well, look, I mean, we've heard this debated before St. Patrick's Day, and how the Taoiseach and how various ministers should position this. I mean, I, quite frankly, I don't think it really matters what you say to people in the Trump administration. There seems to be a chaos. They don't seem to care if there's collateral damage, and if the collateral damage is their own people.
Because, do you think that their minds have been made up already?
It seems to be. I mean, I think the only thing they're going to listen to is the American electorate. And if and when the American electorate are seriously hit by this, and many people are predicting a recession in America, higher inflation in America. But again, you know, we need to say, OK, what do we have to do to make Ireland resilient? We need to protect workers. And the way to do that is a proper pay-related benefit for unemployed workers. And secondly, we need to kind of wean ourselves off American multinationals to the extent that we have put too many of our eggs in the one basket. By all means, we want those multinationals to stay. They provide good employment. But we need to try and encourage the Irish indigenous business sector into that area, and also more European multinationals. I think that's really important as well.
All right. Eoghan Reedy, General Secretary of the ICTU, thank you for joining us on the News at 1.